لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم، زين الركن والمقام والزمزم، أشرف ولد آدم، حبيب إله العالم، أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد صلى على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. I would like to draw your attention to another sermons of نهج البلاغة of أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام. The fact that this book is result of 4 years and 9 months government of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad al-Baraja. Which is collected his speech by the great scholar of Shia, Sayyid al-Sharif al-Radi rahmatullah alayhi, in 4th century. One of the aspects and matters which Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam discussed in Nahj al-Balagha is about theological and metaphysical issue. And in this sermon, Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam is talking about the ant and explain its systems. And I try to actually translate this sermon of Nahj al-Balagha, which is very beautiful and show knowledge of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. And also this is the ways to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Sayyid Sharif Radi named this khutbah as Turuq ila Ma'rafatillah, the ways to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'minin state that وَلَوْ فَكَّرُوا فِي أَظِيمِ الْقُدْرَةِ وَجَسِيمِ النِّعْمَةِ. If they observe, if they thought over the greatness of Allah's power and the greatness of Allah's bounty, لَرَجَوْا إِلَى الطَّرِيقِ, they would have returned to the right path. وَخَافُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, and feared the punishment of the fire in the day of judgment. وَلَكِنِ الْقُلُوبُ أَلِيلَةٌ وَالْبَصَائِرُ مَدْخُولَةٌ, but hearts are sick and eyes are impure. أَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى صَغِيرِ مَا خَلَقَ. Do they not see the smallest things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? كَيْفَ أَحْكَمَ خَلْقَهُ وَأَتْقَنَ تَرْكِيبَهُ. How Allah strengthens their system, وَفَلَغَ لَهُ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَسَرَ, and created for them hearing and sight. وَسَوَّى لَهُ الْعَظْمَ وَالْبَشَرَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them bones and skins. انظروا إلى النملة في صغير جثتها. Look at the ant with its small body. ولطافة هيبتها, and its delicate form. لا تكاد تنال بلحظ البصر. It can hardly be seen with the corner of the eye. وَلَا بِمُسْتَدْرَكِ الْفِكَرِ, and it's not hardly be seen by the perception of the imagination, because this is this one of the smallest creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Amir al-Mu'minin invite believers to think at the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to look carefully, to observe, to think. And by looking at the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people can find the way of Allah. Because the one of the way to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking and thinking and observing on the actually creature of Allah. كيف دبت على أرضها. Look how it moves on the earth. وصبت على رزقها. And how it tries for sustenance, for livelihood, for its rizq. تنقل الحب إلى هجرها. It carries the grain to its hole. وتؤدها في مستقرها. And deposit it in the place of stay. It means that the ant think, planning, and it is careful about his future. وَتَجْمَعُ فِي حَرِّهَا لِبَرْدَهَا. And it collects during the summer for its winter. And may Amir al-Mu'minin wants to aware us, well, the ant, the smallest, actually, creature of Allah planning for his future and collect during the summer and spring of his life, why people cannot plan for his future, for winter of his life, for winter of their life, for the day of judgment. تَجْمَعُ فِي حَرَّهَا لِبَرْدَهَا. Collect during the summer for its winter. مَكْفُولٌ وَفِي وَرْدَهَا لِسَدْرَهَا. And during strength for the period of its weakness. مَكْفُولٌ بِرِزْقَهَا. Its rest, its livelihood is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we are worrying about our rizq when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware about this, the ant, why Allah is not aware about us, about our rizq. مَرْزُوقَةٌ بِوِفْقَهَا. The important thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fed the ant according to fitness, to its fitness. Whatever the ant actually like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for him. La yughfiluha al-mannan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive it, that does not forget even its smallest creatures. وَلَوْ فِي السَّفَ الْيَابِسِ وَالْحَجَرِ الْجَامِسِ. Even though it may be in dry stone or in fixed rocks. وَلَوْ فَكَّرْتَ فِي مَجَارِ أَكْلَهَا فِي أُلْبَهَا وَالسُّفْلَهَا. Amir al-Mu'min describe another aspect of the ant and mention that if you have thought about its digestive tracts in its high and low parts of his body, وَمَا فِي الْجَوْفِ مِنْ شَرَاسِيفِ بَطْنَهَا. And if you look and think about the covering of its belly, its stomach, وَمَا فِي الرَّأْسِ مِنْ عَيْنِهَا وَأُذُنِهَا. And its eyes and its ears in its head, لَقَضَيْتَ مِنْ خَلْقَهَا أَجَبًا. You would be amazed at its creation. وَلَقِيْتَ مِنْ وَصْفَهَا تَبَعًا. And you would feel difficulty in describing it. And فَتَعَالَ الَّذِي أَقَامَهَا عَلَى قَوَائِمَهَا وَبَنَاهَا عَلَى دَائِمَهَا. Allah is exalted who made it stand on its legs and created it in its pillars. لَمْ يُشْرِكْهُ فِي فِطْرَتَهَا فَاطِرًا. The amazing thing is nobody helped Allah to actually create these smallest things, the smallest creature. No one having power to assist Allah in its creation. وَلَوْ ذَرَبْتَ فِي مَذَاهِبِ فِكْرِكَ لِتَبْلُغَ غَايَاتِهِ. If you walk on the path of your imagination and reach its limit, ما دلت كالدلال إلا أن فاطر النملة هو فاطر النخلة. أمير المؤمنين wants to actually take a resolve, want to conclude, want to give us a big message that and said that ما دلت كالدلال and will not lead you anywhere except that the creator of the ant is the same as Allah, who is the creator of the date palm, the creator nakhl. The creator of everything, the heaven, the sky, the earth, the sea, the jungle, everything, the creator is same. لدقيق تفصيل كل شيء, because everything has delicacy and detail وغامض اختلاف كل شيء, and every living being has little difference. وما الجليل واللطيف والثقيل والخفيف والقوي والضعيف في خلقه إلا سواء. And in his creation, in Allah, in Allah's creation, the big, the delicate, the heavy, the light, the strong, the weak are all equal. And Amir al-Mu'minin, with this beautiful sermon of Nahjul Balagha, wants to draw your attention to look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to think, to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't need to do academic research. Only look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'minin give an example about the system of the ant. This is the smallest creature of Allah. If you look at the ant, at the its system, at its eyes, its actually ear and its pillars, actually its legs, that's enough to understand that there is a God, there is a Lord for this world. And this world actually is not meaningless, has a purpose. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, He has a right to have an agent, to have a khalifa, to have a wali, to have a hujjah, to have a proof in this world, to run the world. This is the actually message of this khutbah. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to improve our knowledge regarding to tawheed and to knowing better our a'imma alayhim as-salam, and inshallah give us opportunity to follow him in this life, in this world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu as-samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم. الحمد لله الذي فاطر السماوات والأرضين. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ونبي الله وخاتم أنبيائه محمد ابن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. و على امیر المؤمنین قائد القر المحجلین و على صدیقه الطاهره فاطمه الزهرا سیده نساء العالمین. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. و على الحسن والحسین سیدا شباب اهل الجنه و على ائمه من ولد الحسین علی ابن الحسین و محمد ابن علی و جعفر ابن محمد و موسى ابن جعفر و علی ابن موسى و محمد ابن علی و علی ابن محمد و الحسن ابن علی و الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدی. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والناس واجعلنا من انصاره و عوانه ببركة صلوات على محمد و آل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد.
إن أحسن الحديث وأبلغ الموعظة كتاب الله حيث يقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. Holy month of Rajab has just passed and we enter the holy month of Sha'ban. Sha'ban is the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala. And consider as the gate for months of Ramadan. We have a lot of hadith, plenty of narrations in our sources about importance of this month, and the common message for most of these narrations is there are some worship, some act in this holy month are most recommended. Fasting, paying sadaqah, and istighfar is recommended in most of hadith received from Rasulullah, received from Amir al-Mu'mineen, received from Imam al-Sajjad and from Imam al-Sadiq and others, A'imma alayhim as-salam. And hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq for fasting, for paying sadaqah, especially in this holy months, and for doing istighfar, especially during the night of this holy months. The months of Sha'ban consider as the months of happiness and the months of pleasure, because birthday of some a'imma alayhim as-salam actually is in this holy months. Birthday of Imam Hussein alayhi as-salam, birthday of Imam Sajjad, you can do salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Reciting salawat in any situation is very good, and you will be reward, inshallah, receive reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So birthday of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, birthday of Imam Sajjad, birthday of Abul Fazl al-Abbas, birthday of Ali Akbar, which name as the day of youth, and inshallah we will have a program for this specific day. All of them are in this month. I would like to extend congratulations to all mu'mineen and mu'minat for the beginning of the holy months of Sha'ban and for the birthday of A'imma alayhim as-salam. Allahumma salli ala. In the 15th of Sha'ban is the birthday of our Imam of the Age, Imam Zaman, Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The fact that humanity for years is waiting for reappearance of the Imam, Imam of the Age. And we are suffering for occultation of the Imam. There are 100 signs for his reappearance. More than 800 signs mentioned in our narrations about the time is close to the time and the day of reappearance of the Imam. And I can give you this good news that according to some scholars, more than 90% of these signs takes place and took place right now, and only few signs did not happen, and but those actually signs, according to Rawayat, will appear and will actually reveal few days or few months before the day of Zuhur, the day of reappearance of the Imam. For example, one of them, as mentioned in our narration, as Qatl Nafs al-Zakiyah, a very pure person, a very believer's person, will be killed few days before the day of Zuhur, the day of reappearance of the Imam. And based on Rawayat from our sixth Imam, between these events and the day of Zuhur, only there are 15 days. And after 15 days or 15 nights, the Zuhur of the Imam, reappearance of the Imam, will take place, inshallah. But brothers and sisters, there are another things for reappearance of the Imam is more important than signs of reappearance of the Imam. This is the conditions. We should prepare this condition, and the condition is more important signs of Zuhur, signs of reappearance of the Imam. Signs actually is like an announcement. As every big event has some announcement, the signs only aware us and give us information, and actually be aware the time of Zuhur is near, is close to you. But the condition of the Zuhur is more important. The preparation for the Zuhur is important. And instead of looking and consider and counting signs of Zuhur, we should be actually aware, we should take care about the condition of the Zuhur. This is very important in our ahadith. And according to some narration, there are two type of preparation. The first one, individual preparation. An individual waiting for reappearance of the Imam. For example, in this famous hadith and famous dua, Imam mentioned we should do dua at the time of occultation of the Imam, as this mentioned, Allahumma arrifni hujjatak. O Allah, give me ma'rafat, give me knowledge to know the Imam. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ لَمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي هُجَّتَكْ ذَلَلْتُ أَنْ دِينِ Otherwise, I will mislead. So knowing Imam, improving our ma'rafat, our knowledge about Imam is more important than counting signs of Zuhur, signs of reappearance of the Imam. Because at the time of Amir al-Mu'minin, at the time of Imam al-Sadiq, at the time of Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sajjad, people every day see and visit and meet Imam. But unfortunately, most of people has not actually enough ma'rafat to position and to situation of the Imam in the world. Imam is not only leader for humanity. Imam is the Imam for all of creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the agent, is the hujjat, is the proof for all of human being, and also for all of creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in this world knows Imam. Is not only actually Imam for the humanity. If we actually look careful about this important message, so we will understand about the advantages and benefits of Imam at the time of occultation. Because taking benefit from Imam is not limited to time of reappearance of the Imam. So, as the some scholars of Sunni school, they said that the Imam, which is in occultation, what's the benefit of this Imam? And it is meaningless, as they said, because they don't know the situation and position of Imam in Islam. Imam is not Imam for humanity. And the another Hadith mention about our duty to prepare the condition for the zuhur man sarrahu from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. من سره ان يكون من اصحابه فلينتظر وليعمل بالورع. The one who want to be the people of followers of the Imam, he wish to be the follower of the Imam, فلينتظر, should be waiting for the Imam عليه السلام. وليعمل بالورع. Intizar and waiting is not only situation, is act, doing something. If you have a guest and you are waiting to come, you absolutely do not stay in home. You do something, you prepare food and everything because you have a guest. So intizar is not be stand up and waiting for Imam, and when Imam come and remove any actually barrier, any obstacle, and to actually bring freedom in the world and peace and justice. We have to do something. We should prepare for zuhur of Imam, for reappearance of the Imam. And said, وَلْيَعْمَلْ بِالْوَرَعِ. The first duty of people who is waiting for Imam is practicing taqwa. Practicing taqwa. Because Imam is the Imam of muttaqin. His flag is actually banner of taqwa. He needs followers who is practicing taqwa and prepare for that hardly and difficult time, difficult situation. And the another actually duty and condition mentioned in our riwayat is about social preparation. Social preparation. The society, countries, the environment of the world should be ready for reappearance of the Imam. This is very important. And when mankind is making tired and suffering from poverty, from discrimination, from corruption and oppression, and at that time should look at the sky. At that time, request Allah to send someone to rescue them. So all of humanity should come to this